This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. Out of stories first. Taplejung based Olangchung Gola border checkpoint remains closed for indefinite time to prevent possible infection of coronavirus. Senior broadcaster and Radio Nepal's former news reader Durganath Sharma dies at the age of 72. And 10 passengers on cruise ship test positive for coronavirus in Japanese port. The operation of Taplejung-based Olangchung Gola border checkpoint has been closed for indefinite time at the request of local administration of China. People's mobility through the border checkpoint has been restricted due to the possible outbreak of coronavirus infection. Authorities have banned people's mobility in and around transit point, bearing in mind the possible spread of coronavirus infection in neighboring country. World chairperson of Paktang Lungrul Municipality 7 Olangchung Gola, Chetan Sharma, informed that the Ryu administration of Tibet, China on January 30 had requested to forbid people's movement to the zone for same days. Senior broadcaster and former news reader at Radio Nepal, Durganath Sharma, has died today. 72-year-old Sharma died at Manomohan Cardiothoracic Vascular and Transplant Center at Tribhuvan University while receiving cardiac treatment. Mr. Sharma, who was involved in Nepal Television from its establishment, had also taken the office of general manager. Radio Nepal expresses sorrow over the demise of Mr. Sharma. The various countries, including Nepal, have adopted high alert after outbreak of coronavirus infection in China and other 25 countries. Nepal has established help desk in different parts of the country. Doctors have suggested individuals to adopt precautions to save from the infection of coronavirus. Likewise, China has clarified that Nepali nationals are well protected and no Nepali national has been infected with the novel coronavirus. In an interview with the Nepali media, Chinese ambassador to Nepal, Hou Yanshi, said that the Chinese foreign ministry, concerned universities and the local governments were committed to provide the logistics to Nepali students residing there, saying that some media outlets had reported that some Nepali nationals were blocked when they wanted to leave China. Ambassador Yanshi clarified that the reason for stopping them was their high body temperature, which could mean a possible infection. The Chinese government has said that if Nepali side insisted on evacuating the Nepali nationals, it was advised that Nepal should be fully prepared in terms of airport quarantine, epidemic prevention and control, and should seek the advice of WHO representatives in Nepal to prevent the spread of the virus. Nepal Army has informed to the Development and Technology Committee of the Parliament regarding the development of ongoing Karnali Corridor project. Nepal Army informed in today's meeting of the committee that 91% of 123-kilometer project under its responsibility was completed so far. Like what it said, the works have been intensified to complete the rest of the project on time. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. news bulletin. Now to some international updates. At least 10 people on board a cruise ship dozed in Japanese port of Yokohama have tested positive for coronavirus. Health authorities said almost 300 of the 3,700 people on Diamond Princess have been tested so far. The number of infected could rise as the test continues. The checks began after 80-year-old Hong Kong man who had been on the ship last month fell ill with the virus. Japanese broadcaster NSK said all 10 cases are in those over the age of 50. President Donald Trump has held the Great American Comeback in a speech to Congress on the eve of his expected acquittal in his impeachment trial. At his annual State of the Union address, Mr. Trump set out a case for another 4 years in office. The president refrained from lashing out directly at the lawmakers who have attempted to remove him from office through his job at Democrats. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi ripped out a copy of his speech at the days. The Republican president delivered Tuesday night's national televised speech in the Democratic-controlled U.S. House of Representatives, where he was imposed in December. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin for this hour, but before wrapping up the stories once again. Taplejung-based Olangchung Gola border checkpoint remains closed for indefinite time to prevent possible infection of coronavirus. Senior broadcaster and Radio Nepal's former news reader Durganath Sharma died at the age of 72, and 10 passengers on cruise ship test positive for coronavirus in Japanese port. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.